A badge of honor. Police officers and first responders wear badges to let their communities know they are here to protect and serve. But that's not how it feels today. And the stress of the job is taking its toll, taking lives through suicide and post-traumatic stress injury. A Badge of Honor podcast features the cast of the same name, Sam Horwitz and John Salerno. Sam, John, and the team offer the first responders workshops through their critical incident stress management teams and mental health liaisons to offer state-certified TCOL credit programs that save lives. It's time to smash through the stigma. It's time to heal from your injury, and it's time to back our blue. Welcome to A Badge of Honor podcast. Here are your hosts, Sam Horwitz and John Salerno.
Hey, welcome to A Badge of Honor podcast with John and Sam. We're having a wonderful Monday, and we're talking about a whole bunch of stuff. Got some great stuff coming up. We are powered by the OBBM network, but we're having a little technical difficulty on our guest side, so we're going to have to work our way through the technicalities with him, but hopefully he'll jump on later in the show. How you doing, Sam?
Hey, doing great, John. Yeah, wishing everybody happy Easter. Hopefully it was a good one. No matter how many times, whether you want to use Easter, some people use it as a way to start over again, kind of like a cleansing. You know, there are folks that are having tough times. And, if we're able to clear the tech stuff with our guests, he would have talked about the amazing work they've been out with everybody that's affected by the tornado. You know, way back when I'm in Rowlett, John, you're in Hearst, and when 2015, when we suffered from the tornado, the aftermath of the tornado, right after Christmas. Right. You know, everybody's picking up and rebuilding, and it took resources and people. And so our guest today is the founder and CEO of Sheepdog Impact Assistance. They have been around for a long time. I have met them a bunch of times with what we've been doing with Carry the Load. And we're both nonprofit partners with Carry the Load. So hopefully we'll be able to bring him on, Lance on, and as soon as things get hopefully cleaned up on that side. But, yeah. You know, I know that today, you're waking up, you're starting your day, and then boom, another, I don't know, what is that song, Manic Monday? We're going to call it Crazy Monday, because there's a lot of prayers going out.
Yeah, so, you know, we've never seen the assaults on our law enforcement community as we have in the first 3 months of this year. It seems like every day you turn on the news or you read the paper, no matter whatever paper you're reading, you know, it seems like either an officer is being assaulted or shot or injured or killed. And, you know, Wisconsin just suffered the loss of two young officers just on a car stop. And today, right here in Kentucky, an active shooter into Kentucky police officers, one, I think, critically. So, you know, on behalf of A Badge of Honor, our thoughts and prayers go out to the entire law enforcement community for doing what you do each and every day in this climate that is so unappreciative on what our men and women in blue do every day to protect us. You know, we discussed this numerous times that, you know, people keep saying they want to defund the police. They don't want police. And here in Austin, right here in Texas, which I never thought would happen, they're also looking still to defund the police and get rid of these fine officers. But you know what? These people that are screaming are the first people to call 911 for help, you know, because of anything. Such hypocrites. It really puts a lot of stress. I'm not even in law enforcement anymore, and it puts stress on me knowing that these hypocrites are out there really demoralizing our law enforcement.
Absolutely. And we'd be remiss also to we're thinking about the families of everybody impacted by the shooting today in Kentucky, all the folks that worked in the banks and pulling for everybody to get through this. Because as we say, you know, trauma is trauma, and there's going to be a lot to work through with this. And we've got a lot of partners in this as well. So hopefully those that are directly impacted and affected have resources that they can get their lives kind of back on track after the dust settles, the investigations happen, and everything like that. But when it comes to taking care of our first responder family, there are a lot of ways that you can, as Sheepdog Impact Assistance would say, get off the couch and assist. Because as we've talked before, and prior guests, especially those with lots of letters behind their names, you know, our brains, when we're in a tough time dealing with trauma or flashbacks or whatever it is, depression, anxiety, whatever the mental health struggle is, you cannot be out there giving of your time and focused on cleaning up after a tornado, helping somebody, you know, clear debris, wrapping a house, you know, that maybe has lots of holes in it, and focus on your trauma at the same time. That's not how the brain works. So when you're able to be out there, that's what makes the difference. Now there's, and you and I have also talked about the double-edged sword that, you know, or the double-edged knife that is played when you put too much out there. When you leave your trauma and your mental health kind of on the back burner, and you keep saying yes to projects, and you keep getting out there and work, that's not good either. Because when you're dealing with unresolved trauma, it's always going to be there. At some point, you have to also do for yourself, because we have helped veterans and first responders that have done that. We have heard these stories and the impact of that, like Maddie from PTSD 911, the movie, the firefighter who, you know, got really out there and just was pushing forward with all the projects, really doing great work in the community while not dealing with his own and the aftermath of what happened with him.
But see, the problem, and you said it in the beginning, Sam, and the key word is resources.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There aren't enough resources. There are not, you know, we see it across the country. The police departments are all begging for recruitment. Fire departments, EMS, all begging for recruitment. So the resources are dwindling. We are at an all-time low on our first responders nationwide. And what happens is, like you said, with the traumas, right, the built-up, because now they're working 12-hour shifts, 10-hour shifts, and there's no decompression time. Then a tornado hits. Then an active shooter hits. And these guys, and like, are putting that the trauma from the CPR the night before on the back burner. Now they're going to an active shooter. Now they're going to a tornado. Now they're going to a natural disaster. Now, and it just never ends. And it's like a boiling pot. It's going to overflow one day. It's gonna start boiling over, and we don't know when or at what point it's going to happen, but it will eventually happen. And when we talk about the triggers, you know, everything stays mentally in your mind. We remember everything, right? So that CPR you did on a baby a month ago, right, could come out and show its ugly head, you know, because you were watching TV and you saw CPR done on a baby, and it could be quadrupled on the mental health crisis because you never dealt with it and never started to heal and process that trauma in the very beginning. You see what I'm saying?
So, no, absolutely. Yeah.
So like one trauma, and I don't want to minimize it at all, doing CPR on a baby, but you know, CPR on a baby, you can heal through that. You can work through that in a couple of days, you know, with the right mental health program. But if you don't take care of it, it's going to explode into something much, much greater, because now you've stacked so much trauma on top of it.
Yeah. And you do a great job in our workshops explaining that, and the stacked trauma that started when you were a youngster and everything that you piled on top of that. And then
boom, Pandora's box opens.
Right. It all came out. And you know, you make a great point where it is about, you've got to address it after the trauma happens. And, you know, that's the crazy thing with post-traumatic stress or with stress responses, is that maybe you did the CPR, you're fine, and then two months down the line, you are watching the TV and boom, it brings you back.
Right.
It can happen. There's no set timeline. It's not like trauma, stress reaction right away. Okay. That's why when Jeff talks about the cumulative traumas and one on top of the other, the reaction time to one doesn't necessarily relate to the other one. So everything gets into a jumbled mess. And that's the messy and confusing part about mental health when you're dealing with the specific traumas as a first responder, is everything can get into a whirlwind where all of a sudden you can't make sense of it. And that's where having the right mental health outlets, the right assistance, the ability to have something within your department right there. And so we have talked about, it doesn't matter where we do our workshops, doesn't matter who we've talked to, the resources that we have on that are aligned with us at A Badge of Honor, you can find them on our website, abadgeofhonor.com. They will all say the same things, is that you've got to hit this from the beginning in the academy. The recruits have to know what they're walking into. And with that, we've got to take our first commercial break.
All right.
We'll be right back, everybody. Stay tuned.
Move freely, America, without medical restrictions or penalty. Without medical freedom legislation in place, our rights and freedoms are one vote away from being dissolved. Move freely, America, with one voice, without fear of retribution, achieving a common goal, medical freedom. We the people make our voices heard by connecting with state legislators and engaging a constitutionally compliant medical bill of rights for all citizens. Individually, change is improbable, but as an aggregate, attainable. It's time to act with one voice. My voice.
And my voice.
And my voice.
And my voice.
To protect our freedom, creating one voice that cannot be ignored. This requires your voice, too. Move Freely, America. Go to movefreelyamerica.org to find a chapter near you. Plug in, donate, and help our legislators defend our God-given rights under the Constitution. Move Freely, America. My voice.
And my voice.
And together with your voice, we're one voice that cannot be ignored. Donate today. Movefreelyamerica.org.
Hey, welcome back to A Badge of Honor podcast with John and Sam. We are powered by the OBBM Network. And we are talking about getting your butt off the couch and moving and just staying mentally healthy. And before we took a break, we were talking about resources and where mental health should actually start. And Sam, you brought up the academy. But I just want to flip-flop real quick about one thing that happened in today's event. You know, the other mass shooting that we had a week and a half ago with the children. See, when I was on the job, I was in multiple, I've been involved in three shootings, okay? One of which where I fired my gun. The other two, I didn't fire my gun, but either my partners or I was in the vicinity of the gun being fired where we were in a gunfight. Now, those officers today, and I, Kentucky's a small area, probably doesn't have a lot of officers, doesn't have the resources New York City does or anybody else. But just because... I'm sure the guys who fired their guns, right, will be taken off. They'll get their 3 days. They'll get their week, whatever. But how about those who didn't fire their guns that were still in the same vicinity? The trauma is the same. It doesn't matter if you fired your gun or not. Being there, you were impacted by that trauma, right? Going back to the baby, just the visual, but you were running alongside the officer as they were giving CPR. It's the visuals that we see each and every day. The visual experience that we have each and every day still causes that trauma. We're put into that trauma case, and we don't know if we're going to live and die. So right there, that aspect could eat away at you as well. And we're forgetting to treat the officers that have that secondary impaction. So I'm sure, like, after this was all over, cops had to go back out on patrol because the community has got to be taken care of. The rest of the community has got to be taken care of. But now they're going throughout the whole day going, wow, the person I just stood roll call with today was shot in the head. You know, how do you go through a tour like that knowing somebody, your friend, your brother, whatever it is fighting for their life, battling for their life, but you have to go to a domestic. You have to go to a, you know, get back out on patrol. That's a tough thing to do, and society doesn't realize that our officers are doing that each and every day.
Yeah, well, I mean, in this case that we're talking about, the shooting at the bank in Kentucky, where a new officer just got out of the academy in March, he was shot in the head. Now, he is in critical condition. He is still alive. And so I think in this case that we're talking, and we don't mean to speculate, but that's all anybody can do. And we're certainly not the a Badge of Honor News live at 5 right here, but it's put yourself in his family's shoes. Okay. We talk about that in the workshop, where spouses have to put themselves in the shoes of their first responder. And then vice versa, right? The first responder has to put themselves in the spouse's shoes. If the public would take a pause, put themselves in that family shoes, it's dealing with husband, brother, uncle, dad, who's in critical condition with a gunshot wound to the head. How would you feel? What would the emotions be? You know, what things are going through your head, all those kinds of things. I think it's not a big of a stretch for those people out there who, you know, are not wishing our law enforcement officers harm on a daily basis to have, you know, some compassion and some understanding. But it all comes back to, you know, having the proper resources in place. Those that have been directly impacted by being physically injured, you know, they'll have their rehab and everything, and hopefully, you know, everything will be paid for. They'll get back on the job. It's what is going on at a department level, because we know from our work that it's the peer support, the mental health assistance, the EAP, and the good EAP, the programs that are running inside departments, they have to be utilized. And they have to be utilized in a manner where it's not crisis response. And then 2 months later, they disappear. And that's why our guest tonight with Sheepdog Impact Assistance, you know, I'm sure that Senior Corporal Lance Nutt would say that it's let's deal with the aftermath. Let's bring you off the couch. Let's get you involved. Let's get you out there. And that looks different for everybody.
But it's so hard to, you know, and it is hard to start moving. It is hard to.
Yeah. You know, I know. I've been there on the couch, giving the world the middle finger, drowning myself in a bottle. So, yeah, I know that.
It's so hard to get yourself to start moving. But once you take that first step, and you'll see it. And I'm looking at the Heroes Ranch, Sheepdog's Heroes Ranch in Rush Springs, Missouri. It's in Pineville, Missouri. And it's a beautiful 50-acre-plus ranch where they offer side-by-side trail rides, archery, biking, hiking, cave exploring. There is so much to do. And what happens is, you know, as first responders, and we get into that depression, we get lazy. We implode inside. So we're sitting on the couch. We need someone to grab our hand and say, come with me. Right. And that's what Sheepdog is doing. It's saying, come with me. We're offering you this. Come out and experience some vitamin D. Get out there in nature. See something besides the traumas that you've dealt with all your life throughout your career. Yeah. Let's get out there. Let's hike. Let's walk. That's why we walk the bridge. Let's walk. At least we do it once a month. We get everybody together. We walk the bridge and we get ourselves and our bodies moving, right? We get those feel-good endorphins to just start flowing into our brains and we start to heal a little bit. But we got to continue that cycle. We got to keep going. We can't just do one. It's not a one and done thing, because we've talked about this. You know, the average citizen in their lifetime experiences maybe three traumas, if that. The average first responder in a 20 or 30 year career experiences about 800, 400 of those extremely critical, you know? So there's a lot to process, and our brains aren't made to be able to work in that fashion without proper healing.
Yeah, absolutely. And so when we come back, we'll talk about the difference about getting out there and a little bit more about Sheepdog and Walk the Bridge. We'll be right back, everybody.
All right.
Interested in starting a podcast or TV show? Worried about what you'll say and how to keep it engaging? Think you'd like to be a guest on podcast, radio, or TV shows? Hi, I'm Susan Hamilton, owner and founder of OBBM Network, and I would like to invite you to an OBBM media training to get the tools you need for a relaxed and polished performance you'll be proud to share. Our specialized training techniques include role play, voice training, and everything you need to deliver a confident, clear, and engaging interaction. Go to offbeatbusiness.com. Go to the calendar and register for a training that's convenient for you. Dates available now. 214-714-0495.
Hey, welcome back to A Badge of Honor podcast with John and Sam. We are powered by the OBBM Network, and we are just a proud participant in the upcoming Carry the Load this Memorial Day weekend. We have a lot going on. We've been talking about resources. We've been talking about recruitment in our PD and first responders, and we're really getting into the mental health aspects of Sheepdog and how to get off the couch and get your body moving. So welcome back, Sam. And, you know, once again, it's not even the stuff that's on a job, because I'm just reading some of the things on my screens here, you know, that I know that trigger me personally, you know, and it's my own fault, because I'll read the news or I'll watch the news and I'll get hot. You know, I'm sure you do the same thing. We don't understand what that does to our bodies. It's just, even if we're sitting on a couch watching a friggin' news, you know, we see two officers killed in Wisconsin. We see officers being defunded in Austin. We see the problems in California. We see the problems in New York. As a first responder, those are our brothers and sisters. Those are our family members. You know, it has a ripple effect across the country and into our living rooms. We feel that it hurts us, and that right there as well. You could say, I've been off the job. It doesn't bother me. It still stresses you out. Notice your anger issues. Notice your triggers, and notice how you fly off the handle when something happens. It changes your whole dynamic in life, and I'm learning that more and more each day, because my dynamic is really horrible. Even yesterday at Easter, I'll bring up a, you know, certain things happen, and man, I got triggered, and it was really something I shouldn't have been triggered about. And I ended up getting triggered, and I'm like, man, this really brought my whole level of happiness and joy down over one thing, over one stupid thing, because I let things get to me. I let the triggers attack my body and my brain.
Yeah, so we're not perfect. All of those that have received a diagnosis or know what our triggers are, and it's the awareness piece that we talk about first. And obviously, you were aware, John. So give yourself a pat on the back about awareness, and then it's breaking that cycle where it's taking a pause and saying, "Hey, I need a moment. And removing yourself from the trigger or the people or whatever the situation is that is causing, or turning off the TV, because you might, I don't know, go to Facebook jail because you gave some people the middle finger in emoji. That's why I don't watch the news. When being that you have the awareness piece, okay, if you also are aware that there's not an ability where you feel like you can learn the control dynamic, the aspect of that, that's why there are organizations like Sheepdog Impact Assistance. Okay, that's why when you go onto their website and it's sheepdogia.org, I'll put it up here as we go forward with the show. That's why you want to reach out. Okay, be with people who get you, so you have that comfort zone, but also you're with people that can provide tools and resources so that when you feel that come up, you know how to break the cycle, and you do it in a way that is good for you. And Sheepdog Impact Assistance is partnered with one of our really good friends, Josh Goldberg of Boulder Crest Foundation, and their Warrior Path program. Just kicked off here in Texas with another one of our partners at Eagle Oak Ranch. Are you seeing a theme here, folks?
I see
partners. Partners and resources. Everybody does this. We are one giant family that is, our sole goal is to provide healing, because it's not one size fits all. It's not about cookie cutter programs. It's about finding what works for you. And if you're somebody that has gone through 2, 3, 4 therapists, or has gone to, you know, 2 programs, and you still feel like that, you are not lost. You are not lost. John, from our partner, John Edmondson at Healing Springs Ranch, he's got people that have come through 5 different programs before they get to the ranch, and they're finally finding what works for them. That's what it's all about, is approaching your mental health wellness as a journey. It's so frustrating when you are depressed, when you have out of control anxiety, when you feel like your heart is going to jump out of your chest, when you have the nightmares, when you feel like you've lost control and all you want is help and you're not finding it. John and I, we can raise our hand and we can say we've been there. But when we finally do and we get some relief, even if that relief is for 30 minutes, the profound impact, because that hormone, that dump of adrenaline, the we are able to just, my gosh, thank you.
Right. It feels like a weight off your shoulders.
Right.
Now, Sam, I don't know if I can do this, but I'm going to hit present. Could I share a screen with you?
You can share all you like, partner.
Let me see if I can share my screen here. Screen share. Because I just want to bring up these amazing. Did it go up? Let's see. Can you bring it up?
You have to.
I just hit it. Let's see.
Okay. Let's see. We can bring add it to the
show. Go. Now, if you could see those numbers, and this is from Sheepdog, you know, from the ranch. And these are extraordinary, extraordinary, amazing numbers. When you look at people that went through their program, and you got 58% reduction in the PTSD symptoms. You have 55% reduction in anxiety, 51 in stress, 58 in depression, right? You have a 55% increase in a PTG domain. I wish Lance was here because I don't know what that is. But it sounds like it's post-traumatic growth. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome.
You got 59% increase in new possibilities. That's almost a 60% increase in a new life, in exploring a new life. 73% increase in relating to others. Now that's huge because that brings in the conversation and helps build on everything else. You know, personal growth, we got 43%. You know, appreciation for life, 23%. You know, 68% in spiritual and external change. These are amazing, amazing numbers. And it's just by going outside and getting off the couch, you know?
Yep. So this is, I put up the website. For those of you that are watching, you can see it. For those of you that are listening, it's sheepdogiaforimpactassistance.org. Sheepdogiaforimpactassistance.org. And, you know, hopefully maybe we can have him on again at a different time so we can get all this out there. But yes, the statistics speak for themselves. We are absolutely honored to be nonprofit partners with them as part of Carry the Load. And for those of you who are like, well, you know, what are you talking about? What is nonprofit partner? So Carry the Load is has been around. This is their 13th year. And they are all about bringing back the true meaning of Memorial Day, which means they are all about our military, our veterans, and our first responders. And what they do is all of us as nonprofit partners, we raise money for the organization. Carry the Load raises money for its organizations. You have teams, you have individuals, you have kids, you have relays, you have, I mean, it is rallies, you have, it's a nationwide event. And I believe it kicks off the end of April on either coast with the relays that will, there's six overall that will end in Dallas, where we will all be at the Dallas Memorial March. And so those of us like Sheepdog that are nonprofit partners, while we also raise money for Carry the Load in turn has vetted us. They see our work. They've seen our impact. With whatever the organizations do with veterans and with first responders, and pretty much all of us that are nonprofit partners are in that space, and they're able to give back to us so that we can provide further assistance. And for a badge of honor, we provide direct scholarships for our first responders and our veteran first responders who, and meaning those that served in the military that now serve in law enforcement or any first responder role,
right,
to attend our workshops at no cost. And, you know, we as we expand, we are coming into more and more and coming across more, I'll call them first responder that's also served our countries. Because people are like, what do you mean veteran first responders? Old people? I'm like, no, not old timers. So that's what I get all the time. So that's what that means. And so, you know, the entire month of May, we will be featuring Carry the Load nonprofit partners. So we will have other nonprofit partners on, because it's all about, again, we are one giant healing family. Because if we can heal one person at a time and have them be returning to be productive members of our society, we're healing the world. Okay. And what better way to do it than doing it together right, under the umbrella of Carry the Load. We've got to take our next break. And so we will be right back to continue our conversation.
Awesome.
Hi, welcome to Heroes in Action. I'm Ray Amanat, founder and creator of this training system. I originally made it so that everyone can train for free. We have programs for kids, for women, families, and businesses. I'm an author, speaker, and educator on everything that has to do with violence and bullying prevention education. If you'd like more information about who we are and what our programs are, please go to our website at heroesinaction.us, or give me a call if you have any questions at 727-314-2534. We hope to see you here to train.
Hey, welcome back to a Badge of Honor podcast with John and Sam. You know, we were just talking about a wide variety of stuff that really holds near and dear to both our hearts and multiple people across the country. But when we look, when we talk about this, it all comes down to education, and it all comes down to educating each other about the remembrance of what our first responders and our veterans do, which Carry the Load is very big on. You know, when you brought up not changing the meaning, but bringing back the meaning of Memorial Day, you know, it has got to the point where Memorial Day is a day off flipping hamburgers and partying in the pool. And that's not what it's about. It's about remembering those who are allowing you to be able to flip that burger and jump in a pool, who fought and died for their our freedoms. And, you know, we cannot let them their lives go in vain. You know, yes, can you have a hamburger and enjoy Memorial Day and celebrate their lives? Yes, but we have to remember them. And it seems like many, many people have forgotten what our veterans have done for us over the course of, you know, these years, the two world wars that we did have. And, you know, World War I, World War II, Korean War, you know, Vietnam. I know we've got OEFOIF, the whole Gulf, and we're coming up on another one.
Yeah, so, it's a lot. And you know, the invitation, I think this is a perfect time to extend the invitation. So if you have spent your Memorial Day weekend either shopping for mattresses or staying at home flipping burgers, and I can't see that. And there we go. Flipping burgers and jumping in the pool. Yep. We're inviting you, if you are along any of the routes of the relay, okay? If you're in Dallas, come to Reverchon Park Memorial Day weekend. It's Sunday, Monday, at the end of May, because it will be unlike any Memorial Day you have ever been around in your life. And I'm saying, I guarantee that, because I've been doing this since 2015, and that's how big the impact is. If we weren't nonprofit partners, I'd be doing it, still doing it with my family as we have done since 2015. Come down to Reverchon Park in Dallas. If you are within driving distance, 2 hours of Dallas, come. If you are along the relay routes, and how do you know if you're along the relay routes? It's pretty simple. Go to carrytheload.org. You see the right here, carrytheload.org on the end. Okay. And find out how to take part in a rally or a relay. And we are going to have Carry the Load on the podcast next month to talk more about that. But, you know, getting back to getting off the couch, Sheepdog Impact Assistance, and they trademark that, which I love. Yeah. Get off the couch. It is truly about healing in a way that is impactful for you, and giving yourself over to a process that maybe you're not familiar with, but you're surrounded by people that have been doing it for a long time. I've known Sheepdog Impact Assistance I met them at Carry the Load. We've seen them again at all the different events that we're doing. And so give yourself a break. Give yourself a brain break, a mental break, to take a step back. Give yourself that permission, because we're so hard on ourselves. Give yourself
because we're conditioned that way. Out. We're conditioned that way because we don't allow ourselves a break, because we've did a 20-year or 30-year career of being told to get back out there, to do something, not to sit down and you know, be us, but to be this super person that's supposed to go out there and save the world. And our mental minds are conditioned that way. And now what Sheepdog is doing is, like you said, giving them the permission to say, ooh, take a break.
We got this.
Let us steer. Let us steer.
Exactly. And whether you want to be in an immersive program, so Warrior Path is an immersive program where you're with veterans, first responders for 7 days. It's a longer program than just 7 days because you're with that group and you continue to stay in touch. And I don't want to take anything away from Boulder Crest. You can go back and watch the we had Josh Goldberg on from Boulder Crest Foundation. Go back and watch that episode of the podcast. But it's awesome that Sheepdog is going to run that program at their ranch. If you want to make an impact and you want to be part of their disaster response team, do that. I mean, the man hours, the person hours that they dedicated to the cleanup in the three areas that were affected most recently by the tornadoes, you can do that. The whole point is reach out, get off the couch, reach out beyond yourself, because that's where the healing is. The healing is not up here. It's not in our reservoir, because we're the ones that are impacted. We're the ones dealing with the stress. We're the ones dealing with the nightmares, the flashbacks, the anxiety responses, the stress. That's us. And once the brain, those chemicals are constantly released, once the brain stays affected, the resource can't be us, because this is too much affected. And it took a long time for me to learn that.
Yeah.
And so if you're listening to this and you're wondering why you're ruminating and why you can't seem to get better or get out of the funk or whatever it is, it's because the answer is not in you. And it's okay to lean on somebody else and to reach out. And what that looks like for you, you got to just get out there, whether it's peer support. And if you need help finding a resource, go on our website, abadgeofhonor.com. All of the resources, including Carry the Load, is right there. You click on it, boom, you're on the website. You have the phone numbers. You're able to connect directly. So we got to take our last quick break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
To the Health Engineer Show, I'm Kirk Buechler, the Health Engineer, right here on the Offbeat.
Hi, I'm Larry Cortez.
Hi, my name is Susan Hamilton, and you're watching Offbeat. Hi, this is Doreen Milano. Welcome to Big Ideas Small Business, where we will be talking to Terry Arjala.
Hey, welcome back to A Badge of Honor podcast with John and Sam. I just want to get back to what we were discussing, Sam, when you're talking about the disaster relief. You know, when we retire, when we kind of lose our identity, right? We always discuss that. We feel like we're not contributing to our community. But looking at the Sheepdog disaster response missions, you know, they have a total of 430 volunteers. And I'm going to give you a breakdown of what it shows is 55% of them are veterans, 25% are law enforcement, 19 are firefighters, 18 are EMS or paramedics, and then you got 17% other medical personnel, and they have responded. They have responded to over, where was it? I just had the number. I just saw the number on how many responses. It was over 339 mission deployments across our country, and that's including like Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana. And as far as way as Florida and the East Coast and all the way up to New Hampshire. So there is a lot of there is a big need for volunteers.
Yep.
I'm just looking at this going, man, you think I'm too old for it? But then they break down into the age groups.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? 16% of their volunteers are 50 plus, you know, yep, in age. And then you have, I mean, when you look at the 40 to 49 category, it's 27%. Then you look at the 50 to 59, you got 16%. That's still a large number of personnel that are over the age 50. So don't count yourself out going, well, I'm 50, I'm 55, I can't do it. Yes, you can, because they'll find something for you to do. And you could still be part of the community and be a part of what you know and love to do, is help other people and make a difference. So I love this plan that they have in place. It is wonderful.
So are you saying, John, that you want to make the effort, not the excuse, right?
Exactly. You know, I tell you, I know I got a lot of crap.
Get off the couch.
I know I got a lot of crap going on, man, but I want to know more about this, the disaster response, and how I can be a part of that in Texas, and how we can really serve Sheepdog and do the right thing by them. Because I think it's a wonderful program.
Yes, highlighting them on this show, and sorry we couldn't fix the tech difficulties to get Lance on to talk more about it. We'll get them on at a later date. But there really is, again, there you got to get off the couch. You got to take the first step. We talk about, how do you climb a mountain or a hill? One step at a time. If you're moving forward, that's what counts. We just don't want you to get stagnant, sitting on the couch, being up in this all day. And as John so eloquently says in our workshop, sitting on the couch in your underwear, eating bonbons, watching Judge Judy.
Really not a pretty sight.
Okay, let that be a visual and just go, oh no, let me get involved. So
that's what you become. That's what you become.
Yes, no, we're not becoming that. We are going to get off the couch. We're going to get out of our favorite chair and get into action. Again, whatever that action looks like for you, it's got to be for you. Don't let anybody else tell you, oh, go do this, you know, go do, they want you to experience something, experience it. If you like it. I mean, if
right.
somebody
come to
a gym, and I'm not knocking Pilates, but come to a gym and just do Pilates for like an hour class. I'd be like, you know what? No, thanks. I, you know, that just for me, for Sam,
I don't fit in the Pilates pants. I don't fit in the Pilates pants.
Yeah. I don't think you need special pants to do Pilates.
Oh no.
I don't know. But for me, again, Pilates is awesome. I'm not knocking it. Pilates is awesome. If that's what you love, keep doing it. Because what we talk about, exercise, and it's so important for your mental health. Keep doing the Pilates. But you know, the disaster response for me is awesome. Being involved with Carry the Load and getting on a relay route, equally as awesome. Getting in front of a group of first responders for 8 hours and interacting with them and finding out what drives them and what pisses them off and how we can help build their mental health toolbox. Sign up. Right? That's why we started a Badge of Honor.
Yep.
Because everybody has something to offer. So again, if you are at the point where you know that you've got something to give, you're not sure what it is, and you're finding yourself spending more time on the couch than being out there with your fellow brothers and sisters, no matter what color they have worn, you can check out Sheepdog Impact Assistance. Just Google it. Once you get on the website, you can connect on all their social media. Maybe that's something that drives you. Maybe it's something where you know that you need to be fully immersed in a program. So maybe it's the Warrior Path program. Go on to Boulder Crest. Again, just go on to our website, abadgeofhonor.com. And you can find all of our partners and just click on it, and you will get everything that you need. And if you want to get in touch with us directly, you can do that right there too. So abadgeofhonor.com for all your mental health and your brain health needs. And again, it's not cookie cutter. It's not one size fits all. And I know you're probably like, why the heck is Sam saying that so much? Because it's true. And like our good friend Todd Geary at Garland Police Department always says, it's a buffet. Okay. Sample from the buffet of options that are open to you. And I just was with Todd today because we've got an amazing program coming up with PTSD 911, the movie, which will be coming back to Texas, to Garland at the wonderful Plaza Theater, a badge of honor in partnership with the city of Garland. It's a night of learning. It's a night of connection, and it's a night of aha moments. We are bringing the movie PTSD 911 here to Garland, where you will be able to meet a lot of the people that are in the movie. So come on out, meet them. We're going to have concessions. We're still working on a timeline. Looks like the movie will probably be shown at 6:30 p.m. It's a Saturday night, people. Come out, watch the movie. We are going to have a panel afterwards for about 30 minutes. And then where you'll be able to meet again and interact with people that are in the movie, first responders that are in the movie. And then we're going to take the party next door to Intrinsic Barbecue, where we'll be able to kind of decompress a little bit. And you'll, hey, come on out with us. You'll be able to meet us and again, answer questions, just continue the conversation because that's what it's all about. And really getting into and behind the scenes of what our first responders do out there every day. We'll have the Garland City Council. Thank you to Mayor Pro Tem Deb Morris for really spearheading this project. And so that'll be happening June 24th in Garland, Texas. You know what else is happening next week? Sunday is Walk the Bridge, walkthebridge.org for more information. This is a worldwide movement. We are so happy to spearhead that initiative. If you are curious of how you can take part in Walk the Bridge, which we talked about at the beginning of the show, go to walkthebridge.org. You can see what cities it's in. You can even start one in your area, and it'll tell you all about how to do that so you can connect there and really get off the couch. Another opportunity to connect with first responders, first responder surviving family members. Talk.
Got to thank the people in Waco. We got a new Walk the Bridge out in Waco this month. They're starting on the 22nd of this month over in Waco. So all the information will be there. Say you live down in the Waco area. And we're going to be setting up in Kentucky and Utah in the very near future as well.
Absolutely. So again, for all of your, to find out about all of this, you can visit abadgeofhonor.com. We've got the details. We've got the event calendar right there. Just click on events. It'll take you right there. And, you know, if you like what we're doing here at a Badge of Honor podcast, there's a donate button that on the website that you can just click. We've got a great program called Roundup for First Responders that you can take part in. Whatever you can give, every penny counts, especially in this, in 2023, where there are so many programs out there. Consider, if this show, if this podcast makes an impact, if you're listening and leaving this podcast with a new resource or somebody that you want to pick up the phone and talk to or go on their website and reach out to, consider just giving a little bit in terms of a donation to a Badge of Honor. Heck, subscribe. We love you. We so appreciate the support that you have given us since we started. This is episode 31, and we can't do this without you. Truly, it is a mission that brings together people from all backgrounds, and we just thank you from the bottom of our hearts for everything positive that you bring to us. And sometimes some of the negative, because it helps us to grow. We just take it as constructive criticism. So thank you very much for that as well. To all of our active duty military personnel out there, thank you for what you do. For all the veterans who have fought for this country to provide us with the freedom to do this podcast every week, to talk about the things that we do, thank you so much. To all of our first responders out there, we are praying for you every single day. We've got a family of supporters praying for you. So keep up the good fight. We are with you 100%. Find out more about how to bring a badge of honor to your department. We will come in-house. And thank you to our guests. We couldn't fix the tech with Sheepdog Impact Assistance. Again, sheepdogia.org. John, take us home.
You finished it up, man. I'm just going to say, you know what? Take that moment. Go onto the website. Learn a little bit more. Keep a first responder and their family in your prayers tonight. And you know what? Say hello. Well, give them a wave when you see them working, because it means a lot to them that you show them some support on such a hard job that they do each day. And if you could be anything in this world, just be kind.
Till next week, everybody. Take care.
A Badge of Honor podcast is produced for the OBBM Network podcast and protected under copyright law. For content permissions, please submit your request to abadgeofhonor.com on the content page. For OBBM Network programming information, please call 214-714-0495 today.